I voted for Trump.
And you're like, my cousins won't stop texting me.
I'm like, Mom, stop.
Just a random, I voted for Trump.
And then like a hang up, I did it.
So what? Don't do it, girl. So what happened?
Don't do it, girl.
It's so good. So what happened was during me and Monet did live coverage of the election night, and someone called me in the middle of it. Someone called me in the middle of it, and I heard my voice through their phone, and I was like, "Oh my god, is someone watching us?" And they just hung up.
Oh my god!
I was like, "These fans really out here doing too much."
Oh, I love. How did they get your number?
They were in Bob and Monet were in drag the night of the election, uh-huh. like watching the news reporting it live. Women on the scene.
It was actually really fun.
And it was actually very informative because you guys were saying shit like, okay, this is what the news is saying, which really means this.
Mm. It also was the only way that we could actually, I don't know, I felt like we should, it was going to be a crazy night. My first thought was how upset I'd be if I was in full drag when I got the news that Trump was reelected. And I remember, it brought me back to my friend, I don't know if it's at the beginning, but a friend of mine, I went to a drag show the night. Good idea, Kati. I'm going to do that.
Oh, too. You can just, hold on. You can just snatch that out.
It's like I'm at a comedy show.
Do you want to unplug it and plug it back in?
You're so smart.
Some people like it and some people don't like it. She needs to clutch it.
I like to clutch. Yeah. I like to move.
Well, no, this is how I do it at a show.
You can push it.
There you go.
But yeah, the night of the election 4 years ago, I was at the Liberty Hotel at like it's like a election night party. And there was this drag queen dressed as Hillary Clinton named Heidi Ho. And she was like, "Grandma, to get all these Hillary Clinton gigs, somebody be popping." There was like a couple of drag kings and like people dressed as Trump. And then throughout the night, as it became more and more clear that Trump was going to win, like the Trump supporters just kind of started disappearing. Like you couldn't see them anymore. Oh. And then like my friend Heidi, who was hired to be Hillary, was getting drunker.
Oh God!
And drunk. So then Hillary was like, people started crying. It was in New York City was so. It was dead silent, which is weird because Trump and Hillary were both in New York City.
Girl.
On the night of the election. They were both there.
Not this time. Miss Trump was golfing.
Well, she doesn't want to. It must be insane. Like his hometown, New York City, is like, don't come here, first of all.
It's fierce.
They're like, don't come here. And then not only that, but like the town he lives in now, D.C., do you see D.C. was like 98% blue?
It's so
DC
fierce.
Always is.
Yeah, but also I'm like, all of your neighbors are like, boo.
Yeah.
You fucking suck, boo. Yeah. Like, imagine all of your, well, you don't have to imagine, but imagine, I pointed at Trix, those you're listening, all of your neighbors being like, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. I mean, what is this play, Florida?
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
We should mention, this is the Bald and the Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, please, I kind of forgot guest, that we were rolling.
Our guest is somebody who embodies both, truly bald, truly beautiful, one of the most famous drag queens in the world, the nicest, funniest, sweetest person I've ever met.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I just love you. It's Bob the Drag Queen, folks.
Bob the Drag Queen.
Oh my God.
Bald, beautiful, and black.
I was going to be like, bald, beautiful, truly talented, nicest people, Kim Chi. Welcome to the stage.
She's not people.
but also, all the drag queens are slowly becoming the bald.
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were going to say slowly becoming nice. I was like,
no. But like, a lot of us are, I mean, there's those of us who are like bald because we're just
by
like,
necessity?
We're losing the fight. Yeah. We want to go down with some grace and some dignity.
Yeah.
And then there's those of us who are just like clinging through everything like surgery.
But I love you. Yeah. Go. There's
I love Derek.
It's a fork.
But Derek said on my season, Derek said, oh, I'm getting that surgery.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, go off. But I mean, like for me, I'm like, I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to let go of the ghost. Let go of the beast.
Give Absolutely.
Up the, give up fight. The ghost.
Give up the ghost. That's what I'm trying to say.
You can. Bob's like, I'm going to get that goat.
I'm going to get that goat, that beast. Yeah.
I'm going to shave that goat.
I'm going to eat that beast. I mean, I can't.
I think I was 24 and I started shaving every summer, and then I was like, we wear wigs. I'm losing the hair.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares?
And you can be bald. Like, you, as a man, you can be bald. It's totally fine.
But also, even ladies who are bald are like killing it, non-binary. If you're bald and you're rocking, I'm like, girl, go off.
Go off.
I started shaving my head when I was 28 or 29. I was like, I'm done.
But you used to, I remember you showed me pictures, you used to have long hair.
I used to have dreadlocks.
How long? How long?
Like to here, like long dreadlocks.
You hear that, folks? To here.
Yeah, to here.
Just to right paint about a picture
there.
For
now,
you.
Where was it? How
just
long
to
were they?
Here.
Yeah, right about to there.
Just so you guys know, I was right at my nose. No, to my shoulder. I used to have shoulder length dreadlocks when I was like a teen. Then I cut them off when I was like right before my 21st birthday, I cut off my dreadlocks. Then I had like a mohawk, and I had cornrows, and I had an afro.
So you did it all while you had it.
Oh yeah, I did a lot of hairstyles over the years. So
did you dye your hair?
I bleached the tips of my hair, of my dreadlocks, and then I tried to dye them purple, but they just ended up going black again.
Black again.
Once you go black, you really can go back. I did it. Like my hair did it of its own volition.
But don't you think bald is so much more? It's so easy.
It's so easy.
It is easier. Yeah. And one of my boyfriends is a barber, and he just cuts my hair for me. I just sit in. He has like a barber chair in his home, and I just sit in his chair, and he just cuts my hair, and it feels so nice. I'm just like.
Well, he lives in a salon. He's been telling you that's his home.
Y'all ever make love in the chair?
No. We've made out in the chair, but never made love in the chair. No.
I think we should touch on it. I want to talk all about your boyfriend.
You want to touch on my boyfriend?
Yeah,
You want to touch on my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Honestly, I haven't met the other one. Jacob's very cute.
Jacob is adorable. Jacob's super cute, tiny.
He films your videos for your channel.
Jacob does all my photographs for my Instagram. Jacob does almost all of my YouTube videos. Some of my videos, if you ever see me on the show having a discussion with another person, Mitch Farino does those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you ever see a video of me like in my own space doing my makeup or something like that, the infamous Silky Nutmeg Ganache video, Jacob edited all those jokes. Of editing jokes are all Jacob's ideas. He's very, very talented. And then my other partner's name is Ezra.
Ezra.
And Ezra's a musician and a barber living in the Hollywood area.
Cool.
I have like a million questions already.
Yeah, yes. Ask away.
So I just feel like everybody who listens to this knows so much about your career. And so talking about your personal life is
honestly, more fun. My career stuff is so like, you ever talk about career stuff and you're like, is this interesting to hear again? When it's career stuff, you're like, don't y'all been new?
Yeah.
That like, you know, yeah, if you're tricks, you're like, yeah, I write music. Yeah, I play the harpsichord or the...
Right. And, that's sure.
The harpsichord,
I'll play them all.
No, I totally get it. I'd rather hear like little
personal...
Like,
you guys mean I know this, but Kata, you speak French.
Yeah, it's like, wow.
Now, can you say a little something in the Queen's English? Also, do y'all remember watching Canada's Drag Race, and when she was like, I am the first Francophone to win RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm like, did you watch season one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, can I just say?
I was like, the very first winner of RuPaul's Drag Race is fluent in French. Phoebe, the national French. Language.
Oh, no shit.
The national language of Cameroon is French.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not.
The erasure of Bibi's harmony.
It was her being like, I will be the first Francophone.
I hope they yelled cut. And she was like, did that seem French? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to say this. I recapped that show which by the way, you were so good on Pit Stop. And I think you were doing We're Here. For some reason, you didn't do Canada's Drag Race. I was so happy to inherit the job back. Because I honestly, if I hadn't had been watching it, I might not have seen it.
Yeah.
I didn't get Rita Vega. No, the name.
Oh,
Rutabaga.
Rutabaga. Like a rutabaga.
I never got it.
I still don't get it.
The other day I
tweeted. Like a rutabaga.
But it's Rutabaga.
But I know, you know, like Bob the Drag Queen makes perfect sense.
But that's not a pun that like, it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Like a rutabaga.
I said it a million times. The other day I went, oh my God. It's rutabaga.
And then she like that's how someone was with her. There's a drag queen in New York City that every queen would like randomly remember her name. She's now like a teacher or something. Her name was Amanda. You know what?
Jerry Pye?
What a monster.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Her name was Amanda Poupon. And folks would be like, they would know her for years. And senators would be like, give it up for Amanda Poupon. Oh my God. Oh my God,
see,
Amanda Poupon.
That's Poupon. A great aha moment.
That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. A rutabaga, rutabaga.
I just didn't get it. How many times did I say this on camera? Never. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
McFly. Think McFly, but Lisa Nucar.
That is the ultimate sleeper hit.
Yeah,
Lisa Nucar.
Lisa Nucar is great.
3 years into knowing her.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't realize it was a pun.
You know what tricked me? There's a queen in Philly named Amy Vodka House. And it's not a pun, but one day I was like, oh my God, it's like Amy Winehouse, but instead of wine is vodka.
Oh, that's kind of dumb. I like that. Kind of dumb.
But I was like, oh, there's the thing. Took me a while. We veered off from the boyfriend talk. Yeah.
So okay, so you have a very I'm not gonna say unusual, but interesting, distinct relationship with two men, folks.
Yeah. So Ezra and Jacob are my partners. They're not dating. It's not like Derek Barry.
Do they like each other?
Yeah, yeah. They just met like 2 weeks ago.
They're not bitter rivals.
No.
Are they each other's type in any way? Is there any attraction at all?
I mean, I look like me, and they look kind of similar, except one's Jewish and one's Mexican.
Okay. So you're saying Jewish people and Mexican people look the same?
No, yeah. You know someone who looks like the Mexican version of, they don't, by the way, they don't look like the versions of each other, but they are both smaller, they're both slim, they both have dark hair, they're both really pretty. And I'm kind of like someone's uncle.
And they both love attractive, powerful, hilarious men.
Yeah.
They do.
And what?
Yeah.
And what about it, Heaney?
6'3"?
6'2". But a dainty 6'2". Yep. I make it look like 6 feet. Yep.
Now, I was having this conversation with my boyfriend the other day, and I was like, I don't know if we ever were in a three-thruple. That's what they call it, right?
Yeah, I hate that word.
But I don't know how you would come into it. And I'm assuming for you, you weren't looking for it. It just kind of presented itself.
Yeah, and again, it's not a thruple because they're not dating. I just have two boyfriends.
Two boyfriends?
Yeah.
This is polygamy, not thruple.
Yes, it's polyamory. Polygamy has a nasty bite to it. Yeah.
Oh, is polygamy
is Mormon.
And I think polygamy is...
Are you Mormon?
I think polygamy is specifically with marrying, I think. I'm not an expert, but we don't live on the compound.
Yeah. not yet.
I met Jacob at the end of 2017 in San Francisco when I was at a gig. And then I moved to the Bay Area for a play. Was there for 6 months. Jacob and I started dating.
Angels in America, Tony Kushner.
Yes.
That's fierce.
And then I met Ezra on Instagram. I just saw him on Instagram. I thought it was hot. And I was like, oh my God. Like, what's good? Miley, what's good? And then
what did you say? Like, what would be your Instagram opening?
It was a picture of him. ASL, age, sex, location. it was a video of him jumping on a couch. He had just found this couch like outside. He was like, I found this couch, which by the way, a New Yorker would never grab a couch off the street because we would get bed bugs.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was him like jumping on this couch, but he was in a jock strap.
Oh.
And it looked really hot. And I said, this is my new obsession.
I'm trying to be that couch.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What I said was, this is my new obsession. And then that was my opening line.
You
and
said, I got the bed bugs. You got the couch. Let's make it happen. Remember when you said that in New York, people are more, I think it was in your Caroline special, people are more afraid of bed bugs than ISIS.
Yeah. No, I said something about people will walk down the street. Oh, you will walk down the street. There'll be a big pack of black thugs walking at you. And you'll be like, move. It's my neighborhood too. But they'll cross the street if there's a couch. Yeah. If there's a couch wrapped in plastic. Yeah. Couches scare people in New York City. Bed people believe.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
I've had friends who had really horrible things happen to them. They were like, having bed bugs was the worst thing.
There was a string of drag queens in Chicago who had it, and it was passing from partner to partner.
Yeah.
And then queens were having to like, you know, dry their good gowns in the dryer, trying to kill the bugs.
Dryer, like, bonfire. I would torch everything.
No, a dryer will kill the bugs.
A dryer will kill.
So one of the ways they treat your house for bed bugs or your apartment for bed bugs, they just seal off every vent, every window, every crack, and they heat your house up to like 115 degrees for about an hour, and then it just kills everything.
Oh, it's just like a hot yoga class.
Kids too. If you leave the kids in there,
and then you get in bed with the dead bugs.
Yeah.
Well, they're
They're dark. They're dark sided. You know, they're about as thin as a sheet of paper, and they can live for up to a year without feeding.
That's, you just described that the crackhead drag queen.
That I've done show here.
Thin as a piece of paper can live up.
That's your Tinder bio, girl.
Totally. I haven't fed in 12 months.
Yeah. Absolutely. But you're on Tinder because it's time to feed again.
3 month window, gotta make it work.
So you met Ezra, you vibed, and then were you like, Jacob, what if I like this guy?
Well, when I first met Jacob, I said, Jacob's my first boyfriend. I forgot to tell you that. Jacob's the first boyfriend I ever had.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have any exes.
Interesting.
As of the date this airs, as of the day we recorded this. And... You know, I when I met Jacob, I was like, I haven't really ever dated before. I feel like I might be polyamorous. I'm just saying that now at the beginning of our dating. Just so you know, I'm saying this out loud. We'll see what's good. And then the day came, and I was like, I'm sure of it now. And I'm seeing this guy named Ezra, and I want you to know. And then I was like, well, then I said, well, now I ask Ezra to be my partner, and that's what's up.
And what did Jacob say?
Jacob was like, okay.
Really?
And we had a moment where we were trying to like figure it out. He was like, I'm adjusting to this, seeing how I feel about this. But ultimately, because I was being upfront, I was never being shady or sneaky or sly. I wanted to be upfront about how I felt the whole time with both of them. Yeah. And I was like, this is where I'm at. So I just want you to know that this is what I'm doing. And
honestly, in relationships, you can never fight if you always talk.
And it's, sure. And especially if you just keep, I will, if me and someone are, or not just my partner, this is also with Monet, this is with anyone I've had a disagreement with, I will talk until I'm like, we will figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way we can't figure this out. Right. We'll just keep talking and talking. And then after a while, you're like, oh my God, now I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now we can move.
Unless it's forward. You and Monet, and you really never agree. And then the next episode happens and it gets brought up again. I love listening. Sibling Rivalry is my favorite drag podcast.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It's so funny because it is so obvious you guys are best friends. And oh my God, do you love to disagree with each other?
It's not even, it's just.
She likes to, honestly, I am very team Bob. I think she likes to fuck with you than you fuck with
her. She will argue stuff that she knows is wrong. And she's just saying it she knows it's wrong.
Yes. She doesn't have a good grasp on like how to get that, like how to be convincing. Like,
no, here's the fact, here's why. Yeah. And she'll just be like, Bob.
Well, I just feel like, I literally can't even. And it drives me crazy, but that's my good Judy. And I really do love, I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. We talked about this podcast on our podcast recently.
We're not siblings. It would be just straight rivalry.
Yeah, rivalry. Yeah.
Yeah, just fighting.
How long have you known her for?
I met Monet probably, oh my God, maybe 2013, 2012 maybe. Like, I feel like right when she got out of college, she had moved to New York City and was like, a baby queen at the bars, and I was like the sophomore class. Like, I had just got done being a baby queen. Mm-hmm. I had a few gigs. I was working a couple bars, and Monet used to come to. We used to both go to this one show called Saliva Tuesdays at the Ritz, hosted by Thorgy.
Drag shows,
disgusting.
The names of drag shows we talked about this are so just weird. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, Saliva.
And a lot of times they get passed down, and you inherit a show with a name you don't even understand.
Yeah. Saliva Tuesdays was the one.
Yeah.
So I was doing Saliva Tuesdays, and we would both go there. We would both compete sometimes. And Thorgy was hosting, and one day Monet needed my help for a show called "So You Think You Can Drag." She needed an outfit made, and she didn't know how to make it. So I sewed her an Ariel dress, a gown that with a tearaway skirt that could turn into a mini dress. And over the bonding process, I used to do this thing where like I would sew because I wasn't good enough at sewing to like charge people, but I was like, if you just buy the fabric and like hang out with me at my house. And you hang out, I'll make the dress while you're there. If you leave, I'm gonna stop working on it. But if you come, but
I love that you're trading for friendship.
Yeah. It's
like, you just have to hang out with me, sis. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna like. I mean, I don't mind making you a dress, but like not in your absence. Like, I'm not gonna sit around while you're out like skipping Lottie Doodai, and I'm just sewing a dress for a fucking stranger. Like, I don't really know you, but if you want to come over, we can hang out, and I can make you a dress.
Yeah. I like that. That's fun.
Honestly, most drag queens can't sew, and they're like, that's a good deal to me.
Yeah.
I used to do this
pretend friendship.
Oh yeah.
Into it.
I used to do this for a lot of queens. I would just stay up sewing, but I loved sewing. I just did a sewing challenge on my champ page. I told you. You should do it. It's just 8 minutes of your life.
Wait, what is it?
It's an 8 minute sewing challenge. I try to sew
a dress in 8 minutes.
Are you going to do it?
Oof.
I watched you do it. I thought you did a good job.
I could do it.
I wouldn't do it.
Just a shift, she like sleeveless. Loves
sewing.
What mine is, it's not sleeve. Mine is a tank dress. So it's a tank dress, and I also made a cowl
with finished edges. Or no,
I didn't hem it. No, there's
Derek Bear would be very disappointed. So it was pretty forgiving.
Okay,
at least on camera. Yeah.
And I used a sloper, so I had like a shape, and then I also honestly, it's 8 minutes. Just watch this.
Yeah,
you're like trying to get too much of commitment.
Getting the spark notes of like five minutes.
Can you get, how about 2 minutes?
Yeah. She likes sewing, but I think she you're not into the 8 minutes. You're more like, what if we did an 8 day stretch of stoning a mini dress I'm gonna wear once?
I love sewing.
Didn't you make the outfit she wore on the stairs? Step up to the plate. I'm Trixie Mattel.
No.
She cut out. Fina told me that you cut out the fabric and then quit, and then she did it.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds about right. Yeah. I might have like put the zipper down and then left the room.
I was like, Katya made this. And Fina was like, she cut the fabric and went to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But of course, like the Drag Race fans were like, she made that for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever narrative you want to go with, that's fine with me.
When was the last time you sewed something?
Literally the other day.
Yesterday. She sews all the time.
Yeah. I love that. So I did the eight. It started as a 10-minute sewing challenge. I did one with Monet where we did a 10-minute sewing challenge, and she was in the pissiest mood she'd ever been in when we filmed. Like it was actually so bad we couldn't even post the video because she was in such a bad mood. She was she was a miserable monster. And then we went to YouTube. We were filming at YouTube Studios too, which had the book like a month in advance. So this whole day was just wasted because Monet was just so pissy. Yes.
Now, like, over the course of the day, though, is there any, like, do you ever get the sense of, like, this is, we can't use this, what is, like, happening here? Do you know what I mean? Like,
there's only been one time where the sewing challenge was the only time that we couldn't use the footage because Monet was so pissy. There is one where Monet was in a terrible mood, but we still used it. And if you look up Sibling Rivalry Bob Ross Challenge, the challenge was we both watch a Bob Ross video and then try to paint like Bob Ross without pausing. Have you ever followed a Bob Ross before?
Yeah.
You really have to pause and like look up the color, like yellow, okur, like get the colors.
You know what? Speaking of pause, we have to take a break.
Take a break.
And we're back with Bob Ross.
So you just paint in real time with him. Monet was in a really bad mood. All the comments underneath were like, wow, Monet is really in a mood today.
Monet is a bitch, confirmed. By the way, it's so Bob to be like, well, I did 10 minutes with Monet, so on my channel, I'm going to do less time. Well, I'm going to beat her.
Well, that was Jacob. Jacob was like, we'll do 8 minutes now. Then I want to go back and do a 10-day sewing challenge where I do something like 5 hours a day for 10 days.
Oh, making one big project?
Yeah, just make something. And I can't stop until the end of 10 days and be like, here is my 10-day, 5 hours a day. Here's my 50-hour dress. This is what I made with 50 fucking hours.
I like some of the shit you make. I think I went to see you at Caroline's, I think, and you had that black lace gown on. Oh, yeah, and you're like, I've had it forever. It's nothing. I love it.
That dress, I can ball it up, put it in my purse. I've worn that dress fantastic. A million times. Like a million times. And now it's like somewhere in storage.
People don't understand for drag. Of course, I have to like it. But if it has some magic utility to it, like you can ball it up.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm like, never girl, wrinkles. Yeah. That's my favorite outfit.
Yeah. I've worn cat suits that have like just disintegrated into like a puddle over the course of like 7 years.
Don't you love when you have a cat suit with a sequin in the middle? The crotch is
rubbed
just
out. Just
completely
rubbed out. It literally looks like I don't even know what. It just looks like
it starts to look like burlap almost or something.
Yeah, like like slime almost. It's just like completely.
No, that's your skin. When the fabric gives away. We see that skin, sis.
I was like, I think that's your loose pink sock dangling out of the bottom of your garment.
Wait, let me ask you. Speaking of which, I got a call from a friend the other day about fisting. And
I'm all ears.
So moving to LA, I like sort of quickly kind of like,
started fisting.
Yeah, immediately. Both hands in there.
Hop off the plane at LAX. Yeah.
With the dreams both in of my car. Hands. Yeah.
with both of my hands in him. Is it going to fit in? All right,
oh, my God.
Do you get into fisting?
I've never fisted anyone. I do have big hands.
Right, so a desirable fisting top right here.
I mean, or some people like the small hands, too.
Angina, I'm just going to tell her business. I was with her, and she was like, I love fisting, and the guys love it. She was like, verbatim, she goes, and my hand's so small, they like it because I can, and then she started punching the air. Now, if you don't know, Angina can shop in the men's, women's, and children's. She has that body type where she's everything.
Yeah. She used to buy her clothes at Toys R Us. she has tiny, tiny clothes. I've never actually put my hands inside of anyone's vagina or anus.
Is the prospect arousing?
Not particularly, no. Okay. But I do have a fantasy, like visually for an artistic project, of me sitting on a bed and like a really luxurious look with like an updo. Think like how real glamorous Manila looked in that outfit with the rhinestone armpit on All Stars.
Oh, yeah, with the white hair.
Yeah. But like something like that. And then like the camera's like, you can almost see my shoulders. But then when the camera pans out a little bit, you can see that I have my up to the elbow inside of two guys' assholes on either side.
Uh-huh.
And they're wearing unicorn masks and I'm like fisting them. And then when I pull my hands out, they're covered in rhinestones and
Monet
jewels.
Could never.
Ooh.
Like I've always wanted to do that and put it up on like to Twitter or XTube or something.
Do it. The only problem with stuff like that is you do end up saying goodbye to a lot of potential corporate gigs.
And also goodbye to their colons with the rhinestones.
Did your vagina picture ruin your corporate gigs?
Oh, which one?
The Wait. Picture of you with your leg up and
oh, the one with Photoshop me with my pussy?
The Photoshop pussy one?
No, it was weird. It was some people loved it. Some people said I was co-opting women's bodies. Some people said it's,
well,
I mean, it's like
all,
the trans baiting
thing. Not
all
women have vaginas.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's like the, we don't have to talk about it, but like the thing you called me about the other day.
The plastic. The plastic thing. Yeah.
It was a lot of different conversations, different ideas.
Yeah, again, yeah. Not all women have vaginas. Not all men have penis. One of my boyfriends has a vagina. One of my boyfriends is a trans man. And I've definitely started thinking more about those kinds of things when there's someone like that in your life.
Totally.
And it used to be like, women and their pussies be like, and then I was like, well, not all women have pussies. Not everyone with a pussy is a woman. So there's
100%.
That.
How did you, was this, this is the, trying to think of it in not delicate way of asking this. Dating a trans man, were you always attracted to like, are you bisexual or how do you like sort of your sexual preference?
I'm pansexual. Okay. That's how I consider myself. And I've certainly had attraction to women over the years. I haven't done anything with a woman since I was in high school.
Mm. I've been very into women recently. Quarantine really changed my life.
Fantastic.
All this time alone, all this time maybe challenging what level of gay, not challenging, but like all this time in your house looking at porn and then it was like, I'm watching straight porn, then I'm watching porn with two women in it, and then suddenly I'm watching a porn of just a girl jerking off and I'm like, oh my God, I would have never thought I would be aroused by this, but I am. And then I was like, well, how much of this was me being a kid going, I'm gay, so I'm not it, so that's it. Yeah, like I almost created my own box.
Oh, there's this TikTok that I know. I'm thinking about making an anti TikTok or a TikTok against this. It's this guy, and he's like, "Yeah, mom, if I'm gay, can I say vagina? And I want to make the video be like, "Yeah, if I was gay, can I say vagina? Yes, I could say vagina because I as
straight TikTok is wilding out.
This is a gay guy.
They're the same level of just like stupidity, like that whole like women hating gay thing is just so puzzling to me.
It's so
like,
weird.
Vaginas are disgusting. Like that,
they're really not. They're great.
I
they're
mean,
great.
Or they're just there. You know, it's like it doesn't have to be.
Well,
any
they're
more
not all great. I'm sure there's some that I wouldn't find favorable. But
they're all very different.
Yeah. But
dicks are really different. I think vaginas are even more different.
But I'm definitely not into the whole idea of gay guys being like, pussies are gross. That's gross. Actually, I think it's mad gross.
That's like kindergarten behavior.
It honestly, it really is. Yeah. And I'm glad that we're in a realm where we're like, where people are, it's really weird. We're in this realm where we're in, on the liberal side of things, people do feel a little bit more embarrassed by their small-mindedness.
Yes.
But on the conservative 100%. Side, they're like really proud of it these days.
Oh, they love it. It's like, I saw that the other day, it was like, when the straight guy's like, I don't care if you're gay, but don't hit on me. The guy's always fucking disgusting.
I guess, like I wouldn't. Oh, even,
we weren't in the danger of hitting. We weren't. That wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah, never married. Jabba the Hutt. Yeah,
I'm into men, not all men.
Can you talk about TikTok for a second? I went to your TikTok recently, and it is. I mean, to quote Alyssa, "Mama,
it's deranged.
This is garbage. Like you're.
It's not good.
There were people,
I'm not good at it.
What constitutes a good TikTok?
Okay, so one of the comments I saw on the one TikTok, I was like, oh my God, this is literally. Someone said, not Trixie treating TikTok like Instagram stories.
Oh, I'm not good at TikTok. I'm
like,
not.
Trixie would be like, at the meet.
Oh, so TikTok is like activity focused.
I don't remember what it was. Like today,
it was a TikTok of Trixie in line at the meet and greet. Like, hey everyone, just getting ready to watch Moving Parts. Woo.
That's probably it. Yeah,
you gotta do you gotta dance and then kick a shoe and all that.
Well,
stuff.
I mean,
I love TikTok as an idea. I have a hard time not cringing at all of it.
Oh, well, cringing is a part of TikTok.
But then something fierce like, girl, don't do it. It's not worth it. Like that, I only need to see it once and I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah.
If you don't know, don't do it, girl. I'm not going to do it. I'm just thinking about, I'm not going to do it, girl.
I did it.
Yeah. That is the best. It's all about this woman who cut her hair, but not everyone does it with everything. I wanted to do it with moving to LA. I was looking at plane tickets. Yeah. Don't do it. I'm just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it. And then be standing in front of LAX.
Girl, don't do it. It's not worth it. I'm not going to do it, girl. I was just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it. I'm just thinking about it. I'm just thinking about it. I'm just thinking.
Oh, this is a remix.
TikTok went off with you about to lose your job. I don't know if you know you about to lose your job.
Yeah. You about to lose your job. Is that
you about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. Get this dance.
Is that great. The one where like Biden was at the speech and he was like played that for?
So what he actually played was Despacito. So everyone just starts putting in their own versions of whatever.
I loved the Party in the USA one.
Oh yeah, put my hands.
And then it shows
up.
Kamala dancing and then Trump's running out of the building. Like the internet during the election was a fucking crazy goldmine because the funniest people on the internet Republican.
Patty don't start.
Patty don't start. Girl.
Did you make a t-shirt?
Crazy. Yes. We sold so many.
Patty don't start.
It was like me a little bit wine drunk and that white lady tried it. She said it's like an old and it was Patty with two followers and she just was the most Patty you've seen.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? And I just said, Patty, don't start. And then I like laid down for an hour and people who never, just so many texts of like, my mom sent me this. I'm like, what?
Oh, Bianca went in on Patty.
Crazy.
I went in on Patty.
Fuck Patty, dude.
Patty was like, I'm logging off
Twitter.
Patty's because Karen is almost ignorant. Patty is somebody like that who's like almost like trying to be. Yeah. I'm going to get on Twitter and let them have it. Like, no, Patty.
And who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Because the president said something about, like, they found more ballots. I'm like, yeah, they found them in ballot boxes from voters. Yeah.
Peck your shit.
He acts like they're finding them under someone's car mat. Yeah. Like, under... girl.
Well, it's really funny because Donald Trump was like, it's absolutely amazing. They're finding ballots everywhere. It's really odd. All of a sudden, all the ballots are blue. All the ballots are blue. I'm like, is that weird? Because you literally told every one of your supporters not to vote by mail.
100%.
You were like, don't vote by mail. It's the biggest fraud. Yeah. Excuse me. Fraud the likes of which you've never seen.
Right.
We've never seen anything like this. Excuse me. It's absolutely insane. And then all the blue folks like, anyway, girl.
Also, when it's Republican Senate votes, it's valid.
Yeah. The Senate votes are absolutely, excuse me.
It's absolutely great. I love it.
The Senate votes are valid.
How do they manage to be so, like, I mean, just brazenly hypocritical?
What was making me go from zero to a million was the news going, in the past few days, the news was going, well, we're just going to mute him because he's saying things that aren't true. I'm like, where have you been?
Also, not to mention people being like, you're encroaching on the First Amendment. Let's talk about the First Amendment for a second. First of all, not only that, but Amy Coney Barrett not knowing the First Amendment.
Mama.
I know the First Amendment by heart. I learned it in seventh grade 3 years ago. I learned it in seventh grade, and I still know the First Amendment.
You were still in seventh grade at 30? Yeah.
Playing the long game.
How do I still know the First Amendment verbatim? And she was like, "Wait, what are the rights?" That's so crazy. Like, girl. Bitch, you're a Supreme Court justice. You should know the first,
with
second.
No experience, though.
Why can you serve for life? Why?
Let me say right now. When everyone's ordering food, and like, where are we going to order? Where are we going to eat? And then Grandma pops up, like, Grandma, you're in your early 80s or early hundreds, you're not getting a vote.
100%.
Meanwhile, when it's like, here are the most important decisions in the land, it is someone who...
18 years, they got you for 18 years. Like, they want you until you die.
That is insane to me. Yeah.
Insane. And let's be honest, people don't get more rational or open-minded as they get older.
Bader Ginsburg almost died 25 times.
There is no job that you can keep. No matter what. Right. This is the only job in the world, in America, where you can just be like, you know what? You got the job. We can't fire you.
It's crazy.
We're just here until you decide you want
to
leave.
And like, as queer people, we have to deal with fucking Amy Coney Barrett. She's young forever. for the rest of our lives.
She's in her 50s. This is insane.
For the rest of our lives.
And it's also insane that she started being a judge in 2017.
Yeah, she has no experience. There's no experience.
Our president has no experience.
Well, right.
It's a gag, girl. You weren't.
You see the meme? Michelle Visage been a judge longer than Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's crazy. And that the whole like fellowship of the light thing or whatever the fuck is like too much.
Oh, so here's the thing about the First Amendment. When folks are like, you can't silence Trump, this is banning our First Amendment right. Just so you all clear, if anyone's listening to this, the First Amendment protects your, you have the freedom of speech. This is in terms of the government. This is not in terms of private businesses. Right. This is not in terms of other people. I can tell you to shut up and I'm not encroaching on your First Amendment. This means the government can't silence you. The government can't stop you. The government can't penalize you for expressing your opinions.
Unless you're Kathy Griffin, apparently.
Unless you're fucking Kathy. But if you have some opinion that I don't like, or Twitter, which is a private company, doesn't like, they can say, hey, you can't say that here. They have policies, and you are violating the policies that Donald Trump signed up for when he created a Twitter. When Trump created, he had to, you know, that policy that no one reads, you just scan to the bottom without reading just so it'll allow you to click the little check.
I do it all the time.
Trump did the same thing, yeah. And he violated the policy that all of us have to abide by when it comes to Twitter.
Well, the people seem to think that like the First Amendment shields you from the consequences of whatever you're allowed to say, which is that's not the case.
Exactly.
Like, well, even Twitter's cowardly though. You're gonna start censoring his tweets the day he starts to lose. Where have you been for 4 years he lied all the time?
True.
Yeah.
Why now?
Been lying.
Should have deleted him off the app.
There was the Four Seasons new.
Girl, the Four Seasons.
I still can't believe that's
listen,
a thing.
If Shonda Rhimes, wrote 2020, and with everything, if Shonda Rhimes was like, listen to me and listen to me well, we're going to start with a pandemic for the whole nation. No, for the globe. We're like, okay, interesting concept. And then about 2 months in, murder hornets. And they're like, okay. They're like, not only that, we're not done. And then people are going to say Black Lives Matter. Like, yeah. And then other folks are going to be like, nuh-uh. And they're going to be insane. They're going to be saying Black Lives Matter in places where Black people don't even exist. They will still be saying it. We're like, okay. And then it's also going to be an election year. Okay. Not only that, but the president of the United States of America is going to not concede when he loses. And they were like, Shonda, you have to make
you're
it
getting
believable.
Too crazy, girl.
It has to be believable.
Like
still.
Ryan Murphy, you gotta bring us down to earth. Yeah.
But like this year is like the weirdest Ryan Murphy, Shonda Rhimes, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
The Office,
yeah.
30 Rock.
When they showed up at the Four Seasons landscaping,
girl,
I was undone.
I honestly don't think that was covered enough. I think that should have been on every news channel. Like, this is the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
It's too absurd for Veep. It's like so crazy.
And then they go, Rudy Giuliani, all the networks have announced that he lost. He's like, oh, the networks. What is happening?
Oh, also when they go, well, you know, the media has announced that that Donald Trump is Joe Biden is president. He goes, oh,
by the way, media.
We're also fully listening to a man that that fucking Sacha Baron Cohen
girl,
just tricked into whipping his dick out.
Yeah.
This is who we're talking to.
Maybe we are drag queens and we haven't worn pants in a long time. I don't remember putting them on that way.
I mean, he is standing in front of a garage door across from a crematorium and next door to a fucking porn shop that Melania Trump probably works at.
Girl, he needs to go to that crematorium.
This is it. Like how he walked past an adult store, like he walked past a porn shop. And then stood in front of this girl. Who answered the phone at Four Seasons Landscaping and was like, wait, I'm sorry, who is this? Rudy Giuliani.
Can I just say, that faggot who worked there, whoever that is fierce. Faggot was like, you know what's going to be cute? This is going to be so cute.
They're going to sell more merchandise than landscapes they'll ever.
Yeah,
they won't have to ever touch a, they'll never have to escape a land again. Yeah. The landscaping is done. They're a merch store now. They're a tourist attraction.
It's incredible. Yeah. I'm ready for it to become like common slang. Like, well, how was your relationship? Was it a Four Seasons relationship or a Four Seasons total landscaping relationship? You know, how was that?
Oh God.
I could not, when he pulled up to that Four Seasons total landscaping, I was just undone. I was beside myself. I was done.
It's amazing.
It's like such a like it's a the pathetic little wet fart to like round out the whole endeavor.
Perfect ending.
Yeah. Like, Trump has like we are all insane now, because even those of us who believe in democracy, we're still like, what if there is a chance that Trump actually will, like, get these votes counted back? Because we're still
100% traumatized. Because we're traumatized.
I don't doubt it at all. I mean, stranger things have happened.
I had the thoughts of, what if he really won't leave? And what if the army who's sworn to protect us really just doesn't kick him out, and then he's just the dictator?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, coup from the
inside. It will be like, it's like the Confederate versus the Confederates and the Union versus each other again. Like, but the thing is, Mary, when you look at the map of the United States of America, and it's like you see all this redness. It's like from the stripping through the country.
The rosacea.
Yeah, it's the rosacea. When you look at it, but then you look at the populations in those areas,
girl,
you realize, actually, bitch, do you know how many people live in Montana? This is no shade to Montana.
32 people.
No shade to Montana. Montana's massive. It's massive, massive, massive. I think about 1 million people live in the entire state.
Yeah.
The entire state of Montana.
That's my condo building.
Yeah, that's how many people have been on RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, it's so, what you see on the map is so much red on the map, but you're like, it's actually not that much red in real life. Now, granted, a little bit under half the country did still vote.
Land
for,
doesn't vote, Mary.
About a little under half the country still did vote for Ms. Donda.
And more white women voted the second time, more for Trump.
Tell me you're shocked.
That is,
You guys, Wisconsin, I love Wisconsin. I'm so happy they're blue again, but I was there. I'm from rural Wisconsin. I was like, why are we letting these bucktooth bitches from my hometown decide the president?
All of our states went blue.
Boston.
The state of Boston is always blue.
Wait, did Massachusetts not go blue?
Massachusetts always
blue. Yeah,
Wisconsin is a swing, but it was for the last, like, when I was 18 voting, it was blue. It was blue again, and then it was red for the first time the last time.
Georgia was blue for the first time since Bill Clinton.
Did you live?
I was undone.
The memes of Georgia turning blue.
Girl, yeah. I'm not going to do it, girl.
Girl, Miss Stacy came through. That's the tea.
Stacey Abrams.
What did she get? 800,000 plus non-voters to vote for the first time? Bitch.
Girl, I'm obsessed with Stacey Abrams. And she better go off.
And we're not talking about, this is a political podcast now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not talking about, you should vote. Okay, we're talking about people who are so uninspired by the system that they're like, why would I vote? It's never going to work in my favor. And that whore had to get people to be like, it's all broken, but we need to start taking these first steps.
If Georgia can flip, anywhere can flip.
Verse, anyone's verse.
We're all verse now, girl. If Georgia can be verse, because Georgia has been legendarily an exclusive bottom.
Pig bottom.
But she
Pig
was like, bottom. You know
so
what?
Wait, are Dems the tops and then Republicans are the bottoms?
And I was thinking of who would be less likely to flip, and I feel like less likely is like a bottom who really loves the bottom. They're like, not me, honey.
Or they lie about it.
Yeah, there it is. Because
the Trump supporters who are like, I don't know who I'm voting for, but they know.
Have you ever baited someone with your position. Penis and then was like,
oh, my verseness?
You're fucking ass tonight.
Literally until I was like 30 years old, I told people I was verse, but I'm absolutely a bottom. The bottom shame is so real.
Well, I have a friend.
Is it really?
Yes.
I have a friend who was like tricking people into like thinking he was going to top them, but then he was like, never, not once.
I'm not going to do it, girl. When I top again in my lifetime, it will be 911 transition chromatica. Yes, 100%.
My God,
Bob, we've already had. I just love talking to you.
Oh, this is great.
We should take a break though.
Oh, we should take another break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
And we're back.
I just used Trixie's bathroom. Did I pee in the toilet? The sink or the tub? Who knows?
Yeah, that's the bathroom I never use.
Pee in
so
the trash.
People, it's like a restaurant where people have to tell me if there's a problem in there. There's a turd in the back of that toilet.
There's a problem.
Oh, shit. You're like, there is now. After what I did?
Years ago when I worked at Chick-fil-A, don't judge me. When I was in college, I worked at Chick-fil-A, and I'll never forget the day this one took a shit in the urinal.
Oh, yeah.
And the man came out and was like, hey, guys, someone shit in the urinal, so who's going to get it? And we were like, you get paid the most.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm 18. I'm a theater major, and
that's my shit. So I shouldn't have to do anything about it.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I was working at the Chick-fil-A. I was sweeping the floor, mopping the floor, actually. And this guy, I had long hair, was in a ponytail, and this old man was standing behind me. And he goes, "Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am."
Okay, see, she would have responded.
I was like, "Yes."
I just assumed he wasn't talking to me because I kept saying "ma'am," and then I turned around and I looked him right in the face, and he said, ma'am, where's the bathroom?
Oh my God.
And I was like, it's over there. I mean,
at that point you were like, should I do drag?
Yeah, yeah. And the career was born.
Well, Bob, God. Do you want to let everyone know where they can find you?
Yeah, go to BobTheDragQueen.com or type in Bob the Drag Queen anywhere. I mean, yeah. If you type in Bob the Drag Queen on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, I just joined Parler.
Oh, yeah, that's the one Azealia Banks is on now. What is it? What's the
Parler
tier?
Is just a conservative.
What?
It's like Twitter, but conservative.
What? What do you mean conservative?
Is where all the Trump supporters are trying to go.
Is
yeah.
Isn't Monet accidentally Trump supporter famous now because she tweeted like, I know we're supposed to meet this other side halfway, but fuck all those people. Cut them out of your life.
And then Ben Shapiro retweeted it.
Oh, my God. Not
are you guys?
Seriously?
I am so torn about him because I know I'm damaged. I think he's so hot.
Oh my
he's
god,
he's not hot.
But some of the things he, you guys, he's such a good arguer that I've watched things where I've been like, if I was moderate, he could convince me into a lot of shit. If
you
I wasn't,
you
want to
drop his ballot in your box?
Not just because he's hot, but because the
four,
way he
4 feet 11 inches
the way he seems to have an answer for everything, like that level of arguer is so dangerous. But those
they
ideas,
are
you know, why you know who's someone who's really conservative, whose views I had not views
Monet
I Ann Coulter,
not her views, but her argument, like the way she argues and the conviction with which she argues is. As an avid arguer.
Listen, Butch, by the way, sibling, if you like arguing, siblingrivalry.com.
Oh, check out our Patreon. It's really popping off right now. We got some great stuff going on. And once we reach 10,000 patrons, we have a very, 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 very special announcement.
We're, a 7-minute sewing challenge.
Yeah. We're halfway there now. We have 5,000 patrons, so we're trying to like work our way up. Anyway, that's not the point.
Who's this lady?
Shirley Phelps, hear me out.
From the West.
If you watch Shirley Phelps argue, it's one of the most. She's one of the folks I was thinking to myself. If you were on our team, you'd be a fucking gay icon.
I know.
Wait, of the Phelps Phelps?
Yeah, she's the oldest
the Westboro
one.
Yes.
She's the matriarch of the family now.
Go on YouTube, everyone, and watch her on Tyra.
Oh!
It's the tea.
First of all, what I loved about the Tyra Banks show, I know we're wrapping up. Tyra Banks was legendarily bad at interviewing people. Like she would lose at interviews all the time, and then she would still air it. Like she called Naomi Campbell into her studio, had all the audience leave, and then confronted Naomi Campbell for 2 episodes about how Naomi Campbell made her feel bad when she was a young model. Naomi Campbell just looked at her and was like, that's your problem, not mine. And Tyra Banks was like crying. And Naomi Campbell was like, and then she still fucking aired it. And then Shirley Phelps had on the show and she goes, "There's Google Tyra Banks saying, get the fag off the TV. I don't want to see
watch
that.
It, yeah.
Me, whatever. Everyone kept saying Bob when Blair shows up on All Stars. It's not true, but when everyone kept saying that,
oh my
that
God.
The Phelps shit is crazy.
Oh, because she goes, so you don't hate black people? And then Shirley Phelps goes, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. It's one of my favorite moments.
It's like when this
I gotta watch that.
It's in the Church of Satan walking down the street and they're like, do you love Donald Trump? And they're in the robes with everything and they go, of course we don't.
It's so brilliant.
I love that.
But Shirley Phelps, one of those folks, if she was on our side, she would be a fucking gay icon.
Really? Why do you say that?
Because she's so quick. She's so smart.
She could have done Chromatica sooner for less money.
She's also just such a powerful woman. Okay. Like, you can't take her down. She's smarter than you. She's a fucking lawyer.
Well, she believes in God, so.
I mean,
everything's a grain of salt here. These are the same people. The people in my life are religious, are the same people who are like, COVID, those numbers seem fishy. I'm like, you don't think a wizard in the sky seems fishy? Yeah.
The day that I found out that Ginger Minj was a devout Christian, I was like, all right, we good. You just told me everything I need to know.
Well, so is Asia.
I fucking know. Asia used to try to preach to me on the fucking tour bus every day about Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
The very one.
About saving your soul.
And I was like, I can't.
It's crazy, bro.
Also, like, does this even make, if I told you all the stuff Jesus did just from any other, let me tell you right now. When I was growing up and my religious people would say like, this all according to God's plan. It's all according to God's plan. If this world right now is going according to God's plan, this proves that God is racist. He is homophobic. His plan this plan is shit. The only way I could believe in God is someone says God made Earth, and then at one point in like 19 and like maybe around 2016 was like, I'm cutting my losses. I'm just gonna leave you guys to yourself. I'm going to a different galaxy because this is shit.
Yeah,
this is my prototype.
We'll give you a Beyonce visual album as an outro.
Yeah.
And then I want you all to die to it.
Because this is not the ticket. This is not what I had in mind. This is a bad plan.
Don't do it, girl. I'm going to
do it. I will do it.
All right, we have to end. Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Bob.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.